it just looked like an egg, and this, you've seen gourds, haven't you?
Yeah.
Handle gourds?
Yeah. You,
well, they used back in my day, and they didn't have a dipper. They used them old gourds for dippers.
Yeah.
Dipper gourds. And then they raised these old bushel gourds, that go those big old things, they call them bushel gourds. I've seen them that big. And then they'd cut it off the top, and they'd put dried beans and I don't know what all in them old gourds, and they'd make martin boxes out of them. Back in my growing up. And now they make them fine martin boxes and have several on the year on the pole there.
Yeah.
I think I heard the martin the other day. I had martin boxes over on that. I've not seen none since I've been here.
Yeah.
Some of them children back down in the army have some. We don't have no children up on that corner. Not one.
If you have a really, really good dish, it might be made out of what?
Well, they have what they call, they used to make dishes out of what they call ironstone. You know, them dishes are still good.
Yeah. But, I mean,
but really old antiques
expensive
now.
Dishes that you buy now. Might be made out of.
Well, they have dishes made out of different things now. I don't know just what it's costly when you buy dishes.
Yeah, I'm thinking of China.
Oh yeah, the Chinese, the cost is up this way. Chinese.
Okay.
This one piece costs a whole lot, and a lot of time to get married. You know, when that one will get one piece and one another, and that
yeah.
way they get a whole set.
Yeah.
And then the sail will wear the same way.
What might you use to carry water in?
Well, we call them piggins. They'd make them out of cedar, and they'd put little bands around them, and them water buckets. We call them water buckets, water pails.
You call them pigs?
Piggins, well, some of them call them the big side. They call them piggins.
Huh, never heard that before.
Well, there's just a lot of things that the younger generation that are the just main thing, whatever they think of, you just call it that.
Yeah.
Have a certain name. That's what tickles the younger generation now. They get tickled at that kid telling them that. They used to, what they call it, used to make bread, you know, and they'd call it a pone of bread.
Mm-hmm. How big was
that? Well, they just make little old pones, you know.
About this big?
Yeah, cornbread, and they'd call them pones.
Yeah.
And now they just make it up, you know, and put it in a pan, you know, stir it up with some. But they made it with their hands.
Tell me something about the type
of bread. And then we didn't have dish pans and things then. They made these wash bowls out of wood and everything, and we had one to put her, make her cornbread and one to make the biscuit bread.
What different types of bread did you have? What is it that makes the bread rise? What do you call that?
Well, sodium.
Yeah.
Sodium baking powder.
You ever heard it called anything else?
We always had soda, I remember we didn't buy too much. We always bought our soda. And back in my growing, I never did see bacon powders.
Yeah.
But you know they do now.
What about stuff you see in the store in little packages?
Well, they buy yeast and make light bread and different things.
Yeah.
But yeast makes your bread, it'll make your bread rise. I used to bake bread that way. Every Saturday, over Sunday, and I'd put yeast in it, let it rise. But now they have bread to buy, like bread, and I buy these brown buns. I like them for biscuits. I eat them for breakfast in the place of biscuits. Some of them around here don't. Well, I don't like biscuit too much. I've been buying the biscuit, and you get 10 in a can.
Yeah.